Section 5. Listen to the following interview.
How did you come to be in Israel?
My family came to Israel in 1950, when Israel was still young, was 2 years old. Israel was established in 1948.
Right.
So my family, they left Iraq in 1950, and they came to live their life in Israel.
I see.
It was the Jewish dream, kind to have an independent country, and all the Jewish came all around the world to stay in their own land, you know, the Jewish land.
Mm-hmm. I see. Yeah, and you're also Kurdistan.
Yeah, my family are Jewish Kurdish. Yeah, mm-hmm. Kurdish. It's an ethnic group. It's a small group living in the north of Iraq and Iran and Syria and Turkey.
I see.
And they're fighting for independence in their own countries for many, many years. But my family are Jewish Kurdish. We left Kurdistan in the beginning of the century. They lived originally in Iran, then they left from Iran to Iraq, and then from Iraq to Israel.
So they've been through many parts of the Middle East. How do you see the political situation now in the Middle East? Is there still a lot of political unrest and danger of more wars?
Yeah, there is unrest in Israel now, a little bit. There is, but now there is a new government. So with the new government, everybody hoping that it's going to be a big step for the peace with the Palestinian and the Syrian.
Uh-huh.
Already we have a peace with Jordan and Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope to have a peace with Syria, Lebanon, and the Palestinians. So it might be soon going to be a step for peace between the Israel and the other countries.
I see. That would be a good...
We hope so. Everybody hopes. Everybody wants the same thing. They want peace. They are tired of wars. Mm-hmm. The other side also, they want peace, for my opinion. So.
And Israel, I assume, mostly Jewish people?
Yeah. Most of the people living in Israel, about 70 to 80% are Jewish, yeah, and mm-hmm. the other are Muslims and a little bit Christian, and they have a lot of small groups like Druze or Baha'i people.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the people are Jewish.
I see. And could you tell me a little bit about some of the Jewish traditions? And are you Orthodox Jewish? Or?
I'm traditional Jewish, but not mm-hmm. Orthodox. But I try to obey some rules, like not eating pig or milk and meat together. And to base some of the Jewish holiday,
mm-hmm.
like Kippur holiday, it's mm-hmm. a holiday that forgiveness holiday, kind of that 24 hours everybody starving, not eating, to
right.
ask for forgiveness from each other. So this holiday are very important. I'm obeying it, and Passover also.
I see.
Just special Jewish.
That's near Easter.
Yeah, near the Easter, of course.
Right,
yeah.
Right, yeah. And Hanukkah.
Hanukkah also. I'm obeying. I'm lighting candles. 8 candles. Hanukkah.
Uh-huh.
Jewish, very famous Jewish holiday. It's the memory for the war with Israel and the Greek about 2,000 years ago. So
mm-hmm.
we're celebrating it. I think there is a movie recently. I watched a movie, The Prince of Egypt, maybe.
Ah, right.
They mm-hmm. tell everything about the story. It's an animation movie. I watched the movie. It's a very nice movie.
Mm.
If you watch this movie, you can know about this holiday.
I see. Do you find some common stereotypes or people in Japan ask you things about Israel?
I think the people they don't know too much about Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, they don't know even where is this.
Mm-hmm.
But the stereotype the people know, it's kind of country with a war.
I see.
The big fighting between them and the Arabs.
Arabs, yes.
And they know about Jewish people a little bit. They think that the Jewish people are clever and successful or whatever. They said to me many times, you are Jewish and the Jewish are very clever and successful, like us, we are successful and the Jewish successful. They see a lot of news, the Japanese people, so they know, some of them know what's happening, yeah, but from the news, but from the knowledge, you know, personal knowledge, which are the many people don't know so much about,
mm-hmm.
about Israel or about Jewish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they know what they see from media.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What about in Israel or the people at home? Do they have stereotypes of Japan?
They don't know also too much, I guess,
uh-huh.
for my opinion. I didn't know too much about... When I was in Israel, I knew Nagasaki, I knew Hiroshima, and I knew Tokyo or Osaka or whatever, but people don't know too much about what's happening here.
I see.
Because it's very far away. Japan is very far away. Many Israelis not coming to travel in Japan. It's not like Europe easily to go and travel.
Mm-hmm.
and people think it's very expensive to come or whatever. People are, not so many travelers coming here from Israel.
What surprised you about Japan when you came here?
When I came here, I was in culture shock. I didn't know nothing. I didn't know the language and the manners, the attitude. I remember when I came, I didn't know how to talk. When I went to the Gazonistan, I wanted to ask how to find a cento. And I forgot the name cento. Mm-hmm. And I said to them, shower, I want to make shower. Yeah, I want to. And the Gazonistan people are very nice. They let me make shower inside the Gazonistan. The bus. They make a bus for me. I couldn't find my way. I couldn't ask anything there. I couldn't find the place. Everything looked to me very expensive, and I was kind of shocked, you know. I didn't know how to drive the car in the Japanese rules, because in Israel it's different sides, the road, you know. Mm-hmm. Everything was kind of difficult. And
so you came here for business,
yeah,
first of all.
Yes.
I see.
To make money.
Right, right. And how do you find the economy in Japan nowadays?
The economic in Japan is down a little bit the last few years. Before it was when it was the bubble time, it was the best. Mm-hmm. But I still get on, you know. Mm-hmm. I still manage to survive.
Uh-huh. And you sell jewelry?
Yeah, I'm selling jewelry on the street, uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Street jewelry selling, okay. Yeah. It's called in Japanese Lutensho, Luten.
And are there many people who are doing that now? Or?
Yeah, there are some people doing this. Mm-hmm. All around Japan, yeah, doing this. From Israel and...
What do you miss about Israel?
I miss everything. I miss my family, my friends, the food, the beach, mm-hmm. everything. The weather is great there, and the people, everything I miss there. Mm-hmm.